Number three. We were actually in America at the time. We'll always remember the 11th of September, of course. We were staying with friends in San Francisco. We put our Jonathan on a plane back to LA because he had to get back for his classes. But we couldn't help but think then, at the time, how lax their idea of security was. You know, he actually offered his coat to them and opened his bag and so on.
All right.
But they just waved him through as if he was catching a bus. And I remember thinking then, that wouldn't happen in Britain, not even in Cardiff. You know, just like, you know, just our little airport like Cardiff.
All right.
That was the Monday morning. And that was the Monday evening. Then on the Tuesday morning, I got up and went to make a cup of tea, you know, to get going in the morning. Karen, our friend, was already up and was about to go off jogging. And there was a phone call. Mm-hmm. Now, as she was talking on the phone, she switched the television on.
Okay.
And I thought, that was strange. You don't normally turn the TV on when you're talking to somebody on the phone. Well, it was her husband, Jim. He'd heard of a disaster in New York on his way to work, not knowing quite what was happening. And there on the screen, we saw one of the towers blazing away. And there was a strong suspicion that this was no accident. Uh-huh. And then on the screen came this second plane, looking as if it was heading deliberately at the other tower.
Right.
And there before my very eyes, the most appalling disaster was unfolding. I called Charlotte, my wife, to come and see. She's still been in bed waiting for that cup of tea. You've got to remember that San Francisco is about 3 hours behind New York.
Okay.
And so when it was 10 over in New York,
yes,
it was only 7 where we were. So there we were, the three of us, watching this horrible disaster unfolding on TV. Charlotte and me and Karen. As I said, Jim had gone off to work early that morning. Well, it was incredible. We were just stunned by it all. We just couldn't believe what we were watching. It was more of a horror film than reality. And then the first tower crumbled. This was more than a bad movie, and unbelievably the second tower as well. I still remember the horror of watching it all happen as it happened. And the great billowing of dust and smoke pouring down the streets at a frightening speed. And then, of course, there was the Pentagon plane, too, and the terrific devastation there, too. There was a fourth hijacked plane, and we learnt of the heroic efforts of the passengers, knowing that they were going to die for certain, but they seized the hijackers and ran the plane into the ground, but off target. People assumed that it was heading towards Washington.
Okay.
We sat there, bewildered, stunned, overcome with the power of it all. So much to take in, all of it staggering. We sat there silent, open-mouthed, shocked, and remained quiet all morning. And then the first fatalities were being named. Those planes had been on their way to LA and San Francisco. So the majority of the dead were local men and women. And their names were appearing on a moving line at the bottom of the screen. Practically all of them local people. It was just so dreadful.
Yeah.
Karen had had the day off, but she decided to go into school later on. She's a school counsellor and felt that she should be there to help. And we left in the afternoon. I got petrol in their local garage, and there was just this awful, eerie silence among the people. It was as if the whole city had gone quiet. Well, what a day that was.